53. The Colosseum.
While I'm in Rome, I think I'll visit the Colosseum.
It's a great tourist attraction, but get there early because of the queues.
Someone told me to get a guide. What do you think?
They are worth the extra money. They also give you an insider's view. They tell you things you wouldn't know otherwise.
I see. So they tell you things that weren't in the movie Gladiator.
Outside the gates, you can have your picture taken with a real-life gladiator. It's expensive, though.
It has another name, too, doesn't it? Amphitheatre Flavio.
Yes, and was built by Emperor Vespasian in honor of his empire.
The name Colosseum probably comes from the big bronze statue known as the Colossus, or Giant, that Nero wanted built based on his image.
Later, that statue was moved closer to the amphitheatre by Emperor Hadrian and afterwards modified to look like various emperors, and also, with the addition of a crown of sun rays, the sun god.
Before, you could watch amazing contests there. I mean, really disgusting things with lots of blood, fights to the death.
Yes, just like in the movie. Around 80,000 spectators followed these combats that could go on from sunrise to sunset, and sometimes well into the night.
Some sports were to kill Christians, too. You know, throwing Christians to the lions and all that.
The Colosseum was associated with the persecution suffered by Christian martyrs, but according to recent studies, there is no documented proof to tell us that these slaughters actually happened.
Anyway, in AD 313, the Emperor Constantine proclaimed Christianity the official religion of the empire, obviously forbidding the executions of Christians, but also the combats between gladiators and the hunting spectacles.
After that, they used it as a cemetery, then a fortress, and then a place to store building materials, which seemed like a waste of such a beautiful piece of architecture.
So, a visit to Rome is not complete without making a trip to the Colosseum. I'll go to the bookstore later and get a guidebook.